The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far, who's going to talk about the merits of the month of Ramadan.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that mercy and kindness that He gives us these opportunities where we gather in glorification and remembrance of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We are now in that final stretch of this great month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shahrullah. And many of us, no doubt, have put in a lot of effort in this month so far, both spiritually, emotionally, but physically as well. It gets taxing on the human body, especially from the lack of sleep that a human being has to endure in this month. And so you find that many of us in these last few days, you know, we put our minds and our bodies on cruise control a little bit, where we are now going downhill and we just take it easy a little bit and we take a more relaxed schedule from what we do. However, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, we are told they look at these last few days quite differently. The awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are those closest to God, or not just those closest to God, but those even struggling to be close to God. You see, there are people who are there, and there are people who are struggling to get there, and then there are the others, right? We need to be at least part of the first two groups and not the others, where we are either there as being the awliya of Allah, inshaAllah, or we are struggling to be the awliya of Allah. And I feel that if one spends their entire lives struggling to be the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of judgment, God will treat them like the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? Because struggle is part of life, and struggle is never gone unpaid by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they view the last few days of Shahr Ramadan as being very bittersweet. Yes? They are happy that they have accomplished and gained much over the course of the month so far. There are many things that if you would focus in your lives, you'd be able to see what we have gained. Inshallah, we have gained patience, we have gained understanding, we have gained appreciation for those who are less fortunate than we are, and etc., etc. So the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of their predominant characteristics would be that they are constantly in reflection, right? They're constantly thinking. And in that process of thinking, they realize and they are grateful that they have gained a tremendous amount from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, the reason they feel sad in the last few days is because they realize there's still so much more they need to gain. We are never perfect. Even if we become the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's room to become a better servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when I see what I have gained in this month, I thank God. But then when I look at my nafs, I say, I need you so much more, Ya Allah. Yeah? I need the mercy that's available in this month for so much longer, Ya Allah. And so it's this the way the awliya of God view, and the way they look at the last days of Shahr Ramadan is quite fascinating, and it should be a sense of inspiration really for all of us on how we are to look at these last days of Ramadan. Our fourth Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, in the dua of Wida that he has in that we have in Sahifatu Sajjadiyya, he says, فَنَحْنُ قَائِلُونَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا شَهْرَ اللَّهِ Akbar. And so we say to you, Salam, peace be upon you, O the great month of Allah, because we are bidding farewell, isn't it, to the month of Ramadan. So he says, we say Salam to you, O the greatest month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ya ida awliya'ihil a'zam. Yeah? This is a very beautiful line. There are numerous interpretations to this line. So he says that, Salam to you, O the month of God, and Salam to you, peace be upon you, the Eid for the Awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One way to look at that is that in one is the Salam of farewell, and one is the Salam of greeting, meeting something. So he's saying farewell to Shahru Ramadan, but he's saying Salam to Eid, Eid al-Fitr that is coming. But another way is that this Salam is still the Salam of farewell. Yeah? Where he's saying Salam to you, O Shahrullah, that you are departing us. And that Shahrullah is considered to be Eid for the Awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's beautiful. Think about that, right? What that means is that for most Muslims, they look forward to Eid and count down to Eid. While for the Awliya of God, the entire month of Ramadan was Eid for them. Yeah? The entire month of Ramadan was a festival of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. And that's why the Awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never count down. The Awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they count down, they count down with a broken heart. The Awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maximize every moment they have in Shahru Ramadan. They don't go on cruise control. Yeah, they don't let their foot off the gas. They keep going because no one knows if they will be alive next year to participate in this great month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? And so when you look, my brothers and sisters, right, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala realize the benefits of Shahru Ramadan. You know, we have to always remind ourselves. We talked about it in the first week that we had gathered here, when we focused our attention on this month, that the awliya of Allah recognize that in this month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Shahrullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has invited us as His guests. Remember that. So who, you know, when you, have you ever been on vacation and then the vacation is so good that you never want to leave? Yeah? That's a trick, isn't it, generally, right? But this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who wants to leave God's presence? Yeah? Who wants to say goodbye to the banquet of God? Which one of us would do that? You see, the problem is that we forget these things, right? And all we focus on is the hunger and thirst of this month, almost like animals. But when we think about it from the perspective of those who are closer to God, why would they want to leave the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why would they want to leave the banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why would they want to be in a place where shaitan is free again, walking, tempting, putting us into negative situations? Why would they want an uninterrupted flow of divine blessings? Right now, when I breathe, it's thawab. When I sleep, it's thawab. Yeah? When I talk and I do dhikr and I walk, it's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not available any other time. Right? So the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look at this as a very important opportunity. And we, even if we are not there yet, we need to imitate the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so for the last few days, what I would like us to focus on, right, is trying to understand what we have gained. Have we gained taqwa in this month? Great, we have gained taqwa in this month. But that doesn't end there. The question is, how am I going to use taqwa outside of Shahru Ramadan now? Yeah? Those things that I didn't do in this month. When a non-mahram walked by in the month of Ramadan, I looked down. Why? Because I'm fasting. Yeah? Well, when the month of Ramadan ends, I will not be fasting. Will I still look down or not? Yeah? How will I plan to use that sincerity that I have for God in this month, where I don't listen to something haram, I don't talk something bad, I don't do anything bad? How will it translate into my everyday life? I have to have a plan when I'm leaving Shahru Ramadan. And that's the plan. The awliya of God have made us realize the beauty of this month, which now for us to take this beauty and use it to translate in the hereafter. And inshallah, if we do so, I have no doubt then that for every day and every night that will pass, it will become an Eid for us, inshaAllah, where we will be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are a few days remaining, my brothers and sisters. Let's maximize these opportunities that we have, and may Allah accept from us our efforts. Wa akhiru da'wan and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Dear listeners of The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere. So much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan.
دوما قريب ليتك.